Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 8:15. Two police officers and another person have been killed in a bomb blast in Moscow, according to Russian officials. It happened close to the scene where a Russian general was killed by a bomb on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the country has continued to launch strikes targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, while peace talks between the two have so far yielded little progress. Emmanuel Chase is the Ukraine correspondent for Radio France Internationale and France 24. Good morning to you, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Tell us about this incident in Moscow, first of all. Three people have died, but the latest suggestion it is those two police officers and the bomber.
Yes, and Moscow authorities have been quick to point finger at Ukraine in that case. They said that the bomb was placed by Ukrainian intelligence. Of course, here from Kyiv, there has been no comment so far, but this happened not far away from where General Sarnarov, a Russian general, was killed just 2 days ago. Also in what Russian authorities could be linked to Kyiv. So this is yet another case of a murder in the very heart of the Russian power in Moscow. No comment here from Kyiv, but the Ukrainian intelligence has been confirming sometimes days or weeks later similar operations. Last December in 2024, there was another high-ranking general killed in similar circumstances also.
This comes at a time when Russia is not pulling back on its attack on infrastructure, particularly energy infrastructure, which is having a significant impact on the lives of Ukrainians on a day-to-day basis. What has been happening in the last few days?
Indeed, it has been very hard, not just the past few days, but the past few months, because Russia has really increased the amount of attacks, of large-scale attacks it launches against Ukraine. So last night, we had about 100 drones launched against Ukraine, but the night before, it was over 650 drones and more than 30 missiles. They were aiming mostly at western regions in Ukraine and mostly at energy infrastructure. But three people died, including a four-year-old child, and millions of people across the country have been deprived of electricity following those strikes just ahead of Christmas. So it's a very bleak winter that Ukrainians are having, and seen from the ground, it's very difficult for Ukrainians to see any goodwill from the Russian counterpart to actually really engage into genuine peace talks.
On those peace talks, it would appear that the Ukrainians and the Americans were making progress, but as was always the suspicion, Russia have not brought much to the table. Has that led to a sense of frustration amongst the Ukrainian people that the process is going nowhere?
Well, I wouldn't say frustration, because Ukrainians are being quite pragmatic about the whole process. You know, 2025 has really shown to Ukrainians that there has been a shift in their relationship with Washington since this, you know, fateful encounter in the White House on the 27th of February. They've understood that they had to deal with the administration of Donald Trump quite differently than was the relationship with Washington before. And they've understood that they were pretty much isolated from the American ally, and they had to count more on Europe. So they are going along with those negotiations, with those talks, but also there is very little faith, like I was saying earlier, in whatever Russia can bring to the table. Because if you look at what Russia has said so far, they haven't changed any of their demands since 2022. They still have maximalist demands. They still want basically Ukraine to surrender territories that Russia hasn't even managed to conquer military. So instead of frustration, I would talk about pragmatism. For Ukrainians, you know, it's about surviving day to day, about not being under a Russian bomb, about having their loved ones coming back safely from the front line. And they will play along, they will discuss peace as much as possible, but they also know that Moscow shows no sign of wanting peace.
I'm just reading while you were speaking there, the New York Times is reporting that President Vladimir Zelensky suggested a demilitarized zone in the Donetsk region as part of a possible peace deal with Russia. Hearing something like that goes to show how seriously the Ukrainians are taking this peace, because that involves not quite ceding control, but at least acknowledging that Donetsk would be the border between Russia and the new Ukraine.
Absolutely. And I've just come, I just hope you can hear behind me. There's an air raid alert right now in Kharkiv, just to bring you a sense of what is happening for Ukrainians on a daily basis. They do not live one single day in peace. And this Kharkiv region, it is neighboring this of Donetsk region. There's, of course, an awareness of Ukrainians that Donetsk region, if it's not completely lost now, might be lost later on and will be this border. Border, you know, not de jure, not legally, because Ukraine will not recognize the illegal occupation of its territory by Russia. But it also sees very well that it's going to be very difficult to get back those territories anytime soon militarily. And Volodymyr Zelensky had said he would try later on if there was just an explosion there in Kharkiv, as I was talking. And Volodymyr Zelensky... I am safe, don't worry.
Okay, that's fine. I was safe. Just going to ask if you are safe.
No, I am safe. I was just explaining why you might hear me moving to safety. Volodymyr Zelensky was pointing out that he would try to get to obtain diplomatically the return of those territories. But of course, this is a very long process and Russia has shown no goodwill for it.
Emmanuel Chaz of France 24 in Kharkiv, which, as you hear very plainly, is currently under attack by the Russians with that air raid siren. Do stay safe, Emmanuel. Thank you very much for joining us. Shane, it just puts perspective
on our peace
here, that people are living with that on a daily basis. And that's what they're waking up to.
Yeah, it really is.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com and use code NEWS.